Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Bruce Gulland.
And I'm Liz Wade. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Easter Island sits in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, all by itself. It is the loneliest piece of populated land in the world. The closest people live over 1,700 kilometers away.
About 1,000 years ago, the first people arrived on Easter Island. They called it Rapa Nui. They settled there. For many years, Easter Island was a perfect place to live. It was beautiful. It was surrounded by clear blue water. A thick palm forest offered many resources. There was a wide coastal plain with rich soil. The people could grow their main vegetables, sweet potatoes and yams, and more than 30 different kinds of seabirds lived there. The birds' songs filled the air with music.
But in only a few hundred years, the civilization that existed on the island fell. And some people believe that this small island can serve as a model for all of Earth. Today's spotlight is on Rapa Nui, Easter Island. Could what happened to the people of Easter Island happen to us?
At first, the Rapa Nui population grew slowly, and then it began to grow more quickly. Around the year 1550, there were about 9,000 people living on the island. The Rapa Nui people had created a complex social system. They were one of Polynesia's most advanced cultures. Different chiefs led 11 different Rapa Nui tribes. The tribes lived together peacefully. But over time, something started to threaten that peace. In less than 150 years, the Rapa Nui culture would almost disappear.
Many scientists had questions about the Rapa Nui people. The scientists did not understand how such a complex society could just disappear. But now, scientists have some theories about what happened to the Rapa Nui people.
No one can be completely sure what happened to the people on Easter Island, but the scientists' theories may be important to our world today. In fact, some scientists believe that Easter Island may serve as a small model. What happened on Easter Island may represent what could happen to our planet.
One theory says that the Rapa Nui culture rose and fell with the island's trees. The Rapa Nui used the same word for tree as for riches or wealth. Scientists studied the remains of trees and waste on the island. They found that the Rapa Nui used the island's trees for everything. They ate the fruit the trees produced. They also ate the birds that lived in the trees. They used the leaves to build the tops of their houses. They used the trees' outer parts to make clothes. They burned the wood to cook their food and to keep warm. They used the trees' tall centers to make small boats for fishing in deep water. And they used fiber from the wood to create ropes.
The Rapa Nui used every part of the island's trees, and they used them quickly. Jared Diamond has studied Easter Island. He says that the common palm tree on the island had disappeared by the year 1400. He believes this lack of trees soon had a serious effect on the island and its people.
Scientists believe the Rapa Nui suffered greatly without trees. The food from the trees disappeared, and the Rapa Nui could no longer make wood boats to hunt big fish in deep water. Instead, they had to eat the smaller fish they found closer to land. After a short time, they had eaten most of those small fish. The people became very hungry.
The lack of trees may have also changed the climate on the island. Fewer trees meant less rainfall. Soon, the Rapa Nui's crops started to die from lack of rain, and the soil became hard and dry. Scientists say that a civil war began on Easter Island. The Rapa Nui tribes began to fight each other for resources.
Easter Island is probably best known for its huge stone structures. They still stand today. They are called moai. Moai look like large stone heads. There are hundreds of moai on the island. They face the land. Their backs are turned away from the sea. Experts believe the people built the moai to honor their ancestors. Building these statues was very important to the Rapa Nui people. Even when there were few resources, the people continued to build them.
During this time, explorers from different nations also came to Easter Island. These explorers brought new diseases, but they also took some of the people for slaves. By 1872, the number of Rapa Nui fell to just 111 people.
So, can Easter Island serve as a model for the future of our planet? Does what happened on the island represent what could happen to people today? Many situations on Earth today are similar to the situations on Easter Island. For example, the Earth's population is rising. Some of the Earth's resources are starting to disappear. Many of the Earth's animals are dying out. Too many people in the world do not have enough food to eat. And war threatens to destroy many societies. Will we soon start to lose whole cultures?
Scientists believe that people should think seriously about the events on Easter Island. Jared Diamond has written books about his theories about Easter Island. He told PBS,
"Thanks to globalization, international trade, airplanes, and the internet, all countries on Earth today share resources. We affect each other. Easter Island was as lonely in the Pacific Ocean as the Earth is today in space. When the Rapa Nui got into difficult times, there was nowhere they could go. They had no one to ask for help. We modern people on Earth will also have nowhere to go for help. Those are the reasons why people see the fall of Easter Island society as a model. It is a worst-case situation for what may lie ahead of us in our own future on Earth."
Do you think Easter Island can be an example for the world? Can we learn from the Rapa Nui people? Tell us what you think. You can leave a comment on our website or email us at radio@radioenglish.net. You can also comment on Facebook at facebook.com/spotlightradio.
The writer of this program was Rebecca Skipper. The producer was Michio Ozaki. The voices you heard were from the United Kingdom and the United States. All quotes were adapted for this program and voiced by Spotlight. You can listen to this program again and read it on the internet at www.radioenglish.net. This program is called A Warning from Easter Island.
Visit our website to download our free official app for Android or Apple devices. We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.